Representatives for Talisker and Vail Resorts issued a notice to vacate late last month, but Talisker lawyer John Lund also said it's just the first step in the court process and they would not do anything precipitous. The two companies are engaged in a court fight about whether the mountain resort's leases have expired. Representing the mountain resort, attorney Alan Sullivan spoke to reporters briefly Friday after a court hearing in the case. He noted that the dispute affects a lot of businesses and employees in the Park City area.
It will have impact on small business people who depend upon Park City Mountain Resort for their livelihood, and it will impact 1,200 employees of Park City Mountain Resort. We take Talisker and Vail at their word. They do not anticipate trying to shut down the resort in the 2013-2014 season. That's what they've said in the last week. And we don't think that's going to happen for a whole host of reasons, but that's certainly what they say.
The next scheduled hearing in the case is set for September 18th. Sullivan said they will be asking for the court's permission to amend their lawsuit against Talisker.
To assert claims relating to what we believe is a violation of a right of first refusal in the leases.
In terms of it appears that the lease has been transferred or sold or something to Vail.
What we claim is that the control of the lessor has been actually transferred to Vail.
Does that bolster your case that I think the notice to vacate letter I think came from Fiona Arnold?
Clear that Vail is in charge of the litigation and the property now. They don't contend otherwise.
Attorney Alan Sullivan. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.